For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. There were a couple of road basketball games last night, including for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Inbound comes to midcourt. Grant will run into a three, and he hits it at the buzzer. So the final score will be 124-121. Timberwolves pick up the win to begin the road trip. They've beaten the Blazers for the third straight time this season. They've now won 9 of the last 11 meetings against Portland.
Alan Horton with a final call last night on the Timberwolves radio network. A nice bounce-back victory for the Timberwolves following Sunday's disappointing loss to the 76ers at Target Center.
It's a big win. It's a big win. You know, these guys are the Blazers. They play hard, and it's not easy to come here and win. So I'm proud of the guys, and now we got to take that to L.A.
That's Rudy Gobert. That's what's up next for the Timberwolves. They're at L.A. to take on the Clippers Thursday at 9. Meanwhile, last night in Ann Arbor.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, handshake line going on, and there's the horn, and the Gophers keep it close, but they fall 77-67. The final, Minnesota's two-game streak is over. 13-15 now overall, 5-11 in the Big Ten. UCLA comes to town. They'll play at historic Williams Arena for the first time since 1969.
That's Mike Grimm last night on the Gophers radio network. Yeah, that's what's next for the Golden Gopher men's basketball team. It'll be Saturday afternoon from the barn as they host UCLA. In hockey, the Wild Olympians are slowly returning to the ice, including Jules Eric Snack. He was with the team yesterday at Tria Rink in St. Paul.
Yeah, no, I feel good. I'm excited to be back and start back up here.
Jules Eric Snack was on Team Sweden at the Olympics. He and the Wild are in Denver tomorrow night to face the Avalanche at 8. Brock Faber, Matt Boldy, Quinn Hughes expected to be in the lineup as well, and they'll meet the team in Denver. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.